Hello and welcome back to the program. This is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I am Valerie Smaldone. My friends are manyfold. Yeah, there are people from all walks of life and different areas of expertise. And in this segment, my friend and colleague Al Kadabiani, who is founder and chief guy at Culture Sonar, a website you really must check out. Very interesting things there. Cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do, by the way. Al, in this segment, talks about women in film, specifically women in sci-fi films. Al?
It's been a pretty good year for women in the arts. Many showrunners on the most groundbreaking TV and online series, for example, are female. The movies, historically a boys' club, if ever there were one, have also been catching up, albeit slowly. Culture Sonar's Emmy Potter points out that it's in science fiction, always a forward-looking genre, that women are really flourishing. Let's look at some cool, current, and classic films where women rule whatever world they inhabit. Two bleak but powerful sci-fi films offer a vision of women going from powerless to powerful. The stylish 2005 flick V for Vendetta sees leading lady Evie, played by Natalie Portman, go from a fearful, mild-mannered journalist in the not-so-distant totalitarian Britain to a fearless rebel leading the revolution. Similarly, the Hunger Games trilogy features teenager Katniss Everdeen, Jennifer Lawrence, of course, literally battling for her life in a creepy ceremony before becoming the ultimate freedom fighter. Sci-fi often gives these women the freedom both to highlight how crucial they are to achieving a more utopian society and to upend stereotypical ideas about femininity in an entertaining and thought-provoking way. And speaking of turning femininity on its head, three great examples of empowered women ignoring traditional gender roles in sci-fi spring to mind almost immediately. Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley of the Alien franchise, Linda Hamilton's Sarah Connor in Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Furiosa, played by Charlize Theron, of Mad Max, Fury Road. All three start off their journeys hunted by brutal creatures, alien and or male, before undergoing drastic changes to become badass warriors. These are women of action who also retain emotional depth. While all rely heavily on intelligence and daring do to save the day, their ability to feel intense emotions, then channel that intensity into action, sets them apart from their male counterparts. And what about independent female scientists who are more brains than brawn? Amy Adams is the latest in that lineage. As linguist Dr. Louise Banks, she communicates with extraterrestrials in the buzzy new film, Arrival. Three other fine female scientists also deserve your eyes and your ears. In the 1997 film Contact, Jodie Foster plays Dr. Ellie Arroway, who ponders questions of faith, science, and otherworldly life while defending her work and beliefs to skeptical male politicians and scientists. Similarly, Interstellar's Murphy Murph Cooper, played by Jessica Chastain, and Dr. Amelia Brand, Anne Hathaway, devote their lives to finding solutions to ensure humanity's survival amidst almost insurmountable odds. As for Sandra Bullock as marooned Dr. Ryan Stone in the visually stunning Gravity, she must rely on her training, her smarts, and sheer willpower to make her way back to Earth as she works through one crisis after another. These are women whose defining traits are their wits and determination. They're all self-reliant to an extreme, because while they show an ability to work alongside men as equals, they ultimately have to go it alone. Of course, 2015's highest-grossing film, and the third highest-grossing of all time, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, features another young woman going it alone for most of her life, spunky orphan Rey, played by Daisy Ridley. Here again, we see the usual gender roles are flipped, as Rey is tough and resourceful, while male counterpart Finn is often the one in need of rescuing or assistance. Of course, any tribute to sci-fi women needs to include Nichelle Nichols' groundbreaking Lieutenant Uhura in the original Star Trek TV series. She injected a much-needed jolt of feminine energy into an otherwise male-heavy franchise. Uhura was capable, smart, and had a prominent job within the Enterprise, where her race and gender were mere footnotes in Gene Roddenberry's optimistic vision of the future. Talk about ahead of her time. Thanks to Uhura and all the smart, strong women who followed her on screens large and small, hopefully little girls everywhere will see a final frontier worth exploring. You can dig deeper and find other cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do by visiting culturesonar.com or our Facebook page, futuristically called Culture Sonar.
Many thanks to Al Karabiani and Culture Sonar for this segment. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Think Green.
Harris with you. In a recent New York Times editorial, the paper claimed free-range pigs, or pigs allowed to eat and grow naturally, are not as good as corporate factory-farmed ones. Well, this research in the Times report was funded by the National Pork Board. No coincidence, by the way, that this spring's first Mexican swine flu cases came from a Smithfield factory farm where diseased pigs in tight pens are kept in filthy, stressful environments. Turns out hogs produce three times more excrement than human beings do. An estimated 500,000 pigs at a subsidiary of pork giant Smithfield generates more fecal matter each year than the 1.5 million inhabitants of Manhattan. Estimates now put Smithfield's total waste discharge at 26 million tons a year. For the New York Times to push that over family farms with normal pig farming is a reminder for us always to question what we read.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won three titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the third leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Two coaches for three at a time.
So where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.